It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Several years.
Now about to be imposed by the most brilliant geographical mind probably in America for a long time, who notified the President John F. Kennedy in 1961, took a YouTube flight over to prove that the Cuban Missile Crisis was there. We have, of course, the 1983 repeat by Russia with missiles in the Grenada Island, and we have a repeat now in two places, Punta Huerte along Antonov 124 runway in Nicaragua, and also even more dangerous at the Large Hill Island, Lesser Antilles, north of Venezuela, with total support by Cuba, has 46,000 troops, including the private guard around Maduro, and 35,000 Chinese special forces, Iranian Hezbollah, etc., troops there as well. And what we have to understand is that we're not getting an overt direct response from either Trump or his staff, that they've heard the view, but I have a feeling that it's come above the radar. You've sent in classified letters. We've had many reports that have been put out there over the last few years, and it's my suspicion that the responses of Trump and his people in the military may indicate that they're taking a lateral response to this, including the placement of intermediate-range anti-missile systems in Eastern Europe, which has enraged Putin. I saw some recent clips on that, so I'd like you to analyze, as you mentioned on the break just before the show, it's what you didn't find, because you were aware of some of these things for several years, but when I sent you the links today, you said it's what you didn't find that was most interesting and shocking. Tell me what you didn't find.
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to clarify one thing that you were just alluding to a moment ago.
Right.
We have not deployed intermediate-range ballistic missiles to Europe, to the best of my knowledge.
No, just the missile defense system. In fact, I saw the actual placement sites and so on, and they're actually posted up in articles. So a missile defense is being placed there, not a missile system, but apparently, according to what Putin's saying, and he's made these public statements, these can easily be flipped over, not only as a defensive strategy to defend against incoming missiles, but to be flipped over to actually produce INF violation treaty violating intermediate-range missiles, which, by the way, Trump decided because Putin and the Russians have violated the intermediate-range treaty from, I think, 1987 for many times. So Trump said, finally, we're not going to honor this anymore. And Putin's going to get enraged over the fact that these defensive systems are there, but they can easily be flipped to be offensive. And, of course, Putin's made that statement publicly, so it's not my opinion or other things. It's something that at least on the perceptive level, Putin's using that as a stratagem. Well, he has missiles in Nicaragua, Large Hill Island, and of course the missiles that are in North Korea are just Russian missiles. They're the ones in Iran are Russian missiles, including the recent test by the Iranians where they had an accident, remember, and it blew up and killed a lot of people. These are just Russian missiles, right? Please continue.
Yes. Exactly. Now, again, I want to clarify. What we have deployed in Europe our missile defense systems, Aegis missile defense systems,
right,
which unfortunately are now just about as useful as the Patriot missile was in Israel during Operation Desert Storm.
And by the way, they knew that at the time. Do you know that the Patriot was, let me fill this little factoid, the reason why the Gulf War I was delayed, because remember that George Bush Sr. announced he was going to attack in, I think, August. And it wasn't until February when they attacked. You know why? Because they had not built one Patriot missile. They had jumped over the design and built what's called the THAAD, or Theater Air Defense System. And they had deployed the Theater Air Defense System, but they hadn't built one, so they were not going to give THAAD to Israel or even put it in the Middle East. They were going to give them the Patriot system, which was basically a lame system that didn't work very well. And they hadn't even built one, so it took them that many months before the time when they actually were going to launch the war, because they were going to give Israel the Patriot system. So please continue.
And the Patriot system was put together by Raytheon. Years ago, they they actually had a TV set called Verithian. I don't know if you, that's probably right. Before your time, Dr. Bill.
No, no, I'm around, but, I remember I'm 67 and a half, so I remember Raytheon. I took care of employees working at Raytheon to work on classified projects, so I was one of their doctors.
Yeah, but there is one thing that I picked up in reviewing the material that you were so kind to provide me with. Putin apparently was outraged because we provided an Aegis-type land-based system to Romania.
Right.
Now, for him to be that upset and concerned after so many months after he had proclaimed to the world that he had developed or his nation had developed a hypersonic missile seems a little strange. If indeed they do have a hypersonic missile, I don't think he would be in the least concerned about the deployment of a missile defense system of that type.
Ah, so, okay. I know what you're getting at. You're trying to say that this recent accident in Semipalatinsk that killed a lot of people, he had this pipe dream of a hypersonic missile system. He's announced it in April of 2018. In actual fact, he doesn't have a fully operational deployable system, and he's trying to use his pipe dream to kind of scare his potential enemies, and is angry that we put an Aegis system in, which will work with the old-style missiles, but not with necessarily the new ones.
Exactly. So for him to be that concerned, I would say that he is, in all probability, overstating his...
His capabilities.
Deployment capability, research and development capability, this stage. And keep in mind, Dr. Deagle, it was just a few weeks ago that they had that terrible blunder in northern Russia, which killed many civilians.
Yeah, well, that was actually at a missile site in Semipalatinsk, where they're working on this very system. So this is not by chance. This makes total sense now. It means that he is... basically lying to the public and the media that he has this system so he can bluff it against people. Like, he doesn't like the idea that Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, Romania, and many other republics that are part of the old Soviet Union are now have missile defense. So it's not an easy thing. Knock out America and take back your old republics. I mean, that's not a game anymore. And he's very angry at the fact we gave anti-tank systems to Ukraine and, of course, probably are deploying the Aegis system in Ukraine as well. Remember now, eastern Ukraine is where the Donbass kids were like 4 or 5 Christmases ago, and they were asking us to not let the Ukrainian government kind of shell these kids, because our State Department worked directly with the criminals that took over the Ukrainian government that were shelling these good kids and their families without any ability to have military protection. And these are the old sites in eastern Ukraine where the Satan and the more advanced missile systems of Russia had, 1,500 megaton weapons, were being developed and built. They're not built in Russia, they're built in Ukraine, and people don't know that, do they?
No. The Ukraine was really the aerospace center for the former Soviet Union.
Right.
And even today, the leading aerospace technology is still in Ukraine, and Putin wants to have control of it. There are some other interesting things that we need to consider and be very concerned about. Assuming I'm correct, and I may not be, that Russia has supposedly developed the hypersonic missile, in all probability, it's relying on what you might refer to as Plan B, which is Laurentia Island,
right.
Punta Huete, South China Sea, North Korea, and some aspects of the Middle East that we're not fully aware of yet. And the time is approaching very soon. And this has been my primary concern all along, Dr. Deagle, that we may have very little time, because he's basically relying on a conventional system to destroy the United States.
Right.
It's basically
in other words, if you wargamed it on paper, let alone a supercomputer, Putin would be proven to be an idiot. And not only that, he's affiliated with people that are crazy. The 12 imamers that are in control of the Rouhani and the mullahs in Iran want to bring about a war because they think an attack with Hezbollah, their proxy in Israel, will bring about the Mahdi and the return of Muhammad and the Islamification of the planet. And they could get a rat's behind what happens to Russia and the rest of the world. And the Russians, if they have any common sense, are concerned because 42% of the Russian troops are now Muslim from these republics that look up to the mullahs, and Iran is their spiritual leaders. People don't get this, do they? So the Russians are concerned about the blue-eyed Russians that are Muslims that are actually terrorists inside Russia. People don't get this. So Putin, although he's trying to pretend he's got things in control and he's got control of everything, he has control of nothing. And when he's rushing forward with this technology, he doesn't even understand what technology America has in reserve, for example. And we're seeing this storm, and I want to make a comment over this, okay? I know the specific technology that could turn off this storm so it wouldn't have destroyed the Bahamas and killed five people, including little boys and so on. It's a torsion field image, basically, which basically a torsion field, which basically are space-time fields that you can actually change and pull storm systems apart from space. And that's why they weaponized the upper troposphere with thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum. We can actually hit specific harmonic frequencies. You can trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes. So the weather is completely controlled now. And number one nation is America by a large margin. Then Russia is number two. And there's three other nations with weather modification technology. Now, people should grasp this. We're not admitting the fact that we can totally prevent storms from hitting Florida or any other nation, including the Bahamas. We can also trigger off earthquakes. We did about 5-6 years ago in China when we saw an underground base because of torsion field gravitonic imaging through the upper couple miles of the crust of the earth and saw the Chinese building an underground giant base with military equipment. Because the Chinese would love to just invade the West. They're idiots, okay? We have weapons that are centuries ahead of any of them. And if some of them have common sense, they should realize we'll take out things like Operation Thor, which we talked about last week. Remember when you were on Friday? Which is the rods from God. We have space-based gamma weapons that can scan a city. I sat and stood beside the desk of a four-star general 2 miles underground at Schriever Air Force Base on July 10th, 1994, and he gave in exquisite detail how their gamma ray weapons in space can scan a city like Beijing and kill everybody inside without wilting the flower in a flower pot in the window or peeling the paint from the walls or starting a fire. People need to understand this, and these dang Russians don't understand that America is the beast. People don't want to hit the, I'm a good American. Listen, America does more good than anybody else in the world. But America also does great evil. We're the proxy for evil. And we can also walk in blindly, including Donald Trump, to literally backing up Israel to build a temple. We talked about this. It's an abomination that desolates. I talked about this 20 years ago with the Prophecy Club, my book, Clay and Iron. The temple is an abomination. And the fact is that evil jellyfish, evangelical Christians, some of the Jews, not all of them, most of them have common sense, don't want to build it right on the Temple Mount, which will start a great big war. And it won't just be like dealing with Iran. They'll deal with billions of Muslims that want to kill them. Okay, so the situation is dire, and even the common sense Jew or Arab Christian that lives in Israel realizes building a temple up on the Temple Mount, or even if they build it below the Eastern Gate and they work out a treaty, there's never going to be a treaty with Islam. Islam believes that when Yeshua comes back, Jesus, he's a Muslim and he's going to behead Christians and Jews if they don't convert to Islam. Yes. That's why 87% of the genetic Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are actually ancient Hebrews and Jews. Did you know that? The Jewish geneticist I was in contact with several years ago proved it to me that, in fact, that they're actually lineal ancient Hebrews and Jews. And the current ones that run the state of Israel, they're from the land of Gog and Magog. I am against you, says in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I'm against you, O chief prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh of the land of Gog and Magog. Guess what that is? The southern Caucasus Mountains where the Khazarians under King Balaam converted to Judaism 9 centuries ago, and they are now the current rulers of the state of Israel, hell, Israel.
Yes.
People don't know this. They think it's just ancient Jews. No, it's not. And most of them are high-level wizards, like the son-in-law of Donald Trump and Rabbi Schneerson. People don't understand. They want to build a temple. They want to take control of the world. They're already in control of the world, financial systems and so on, and movies and everything. That's what's going on here, people. You don't get it, though, do you?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. So I think what people need to understand is the most important first thing is you need to fill God's cup of praise to get God's cup in perspective, to get faith. And just like Jesus said, will there be faith in the earth when I return? It's not, well, will there be churches? Will there be people doing good works? Will there be faith? And you see, faith is dependent on God's perspective. You can only do good if you do God and add an extra O. And what you and I are trying to do is get the gospel through to people. And I preached this back 20 years ago when I traveled the Prophecy Club. God gave me, like decades ago, the book Clay and Iron and Abortion to Armageddon face down in my basement when he said to me, no, when they think you're brilliant and you know Hebrew and Greek and you can parse the Bible and so on, to remind them that you didn't even know where the book of Isaiah was, that I audibly spoke to you and dictated to you the book Clay and Iron, which I did. Now, I got to tell you very clearly, because I traveled to Israel in 1992 and 1999, the temple that they're planning to build, which probably I call evil jellyfish Christians, the Pope and the Vatican, which are pushing for Chrislam, and many of the Temple Mount Association kind of Jews, and they're a minority, by the way, are going to do great evil. They're going to bring about the abomination that desolates. And even the policy that Trump is doing right now, for example, to put in the Aegis system in Europe, isn't going to tame the beast of Putin in Russia. And unless we have missile defense, you know, once they've got their accidents at Semipalatinsk a month ago, killed a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people, you can guarantee the Russians will very soon have the system. And at the very least, if it hits our higher atmosphere with an EMP pulse, which we won't even see coming, with a hypersonic cruise missile, the power grid will go out, and people wonder, was it a coronal mass ejection? Was it a solar burst? Was it something else? Guess what? We will consume ourselves in 6 months, 90% of the population will be dead from diarrhea, starvation, violence, gas shortages, hypothermia if there's winter time, and people don't grasp it. They don't understand that Donald Trump, you may be a great builder, but you're an idiot because you won't let the words of wise people like John W. Spring and I speak to you. And I do feel in my spirit that we're going to get a breakthrough because we need a mono and mono talk. We need to be the Samuel Council for Donald Trump. We need to be also the wise ones that teach the people that are call themselves Christians or Messianic Jews or whatever they are of any faith, that they're off in la-la land, and they may think they're saved, but their knuckles are on fire because they're raping on not the gate of heaven, but the gate of hell. And our churches, basically, to me, are functionally dead, although they think they're alive. They're wealthy. They got thick carpets. You get dizzy walking on them. You got fancy music. You got good people that can dance really good, feature real rousing gospel, shake hands with people of other skin colors. It doesn't mean a damn thing unless you do God's will. And what I see happening is our churches are lost in space. They do good works thinking it's going to make God like them. God loves you even if you're a mass murderer. He wants you to turn to him. He's the only one who can take away sin. We can't. Whether it's sin of a nation, America has lots of sins. I mean, I was looking at General Mattis's book. You know, he says he loves America because he will even look at itself honestly and makes mistakes, etc. Well, that's good, General. But you were over there just a few months ago trying to make a deal with the Taliban who's shipping crocodile illegal heroin, not only to the Russians and to people around the world, but also a great deal of the heroin coming into America is brought in American C-130 jets that come into Aurora, Colorado, and elsewhere. They're coming in military service jets. I know, because I took care of the pilots and the technicians working on them 25 years ago. So people need to understand what's really going on here is we have a liocracy. Like, nobody, including Trump, will admit the fact that 9/11 was an inside job. No one will admit to the fact we do not have missile defense, and then just putting an Aegis system in Europe isn't going to stop Putin. And once he has the missiles, he will deploy them one way or the other, because he knows the window is closing, because once Trump has missile defense systems, it's the door's over. You know, it might be aggravating that Romania and the Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Eastern Bloc countries now have an Aegis missile defense, but the Russians think they're still going to make the Soviet Union come back, don't they?
Yes, they do. They're working very hard on it. They have a crash program, and that's why they're taking these risks, which are causing deaths of civilians in these testing sites. Under normal conditions, this would not occur. But obviously, at this particular stage, Putin is on a crash course, and he intends to be able to deploy everything he has in a relatively short period of time.
Right.
And unfortunately, the Trump administration has no clue about
that. But, you know, listen, you know, and I know, you and I are some of the most intelligent people that live in America right now. And it's not for our sake, by the way, because I've been persecuted right through from school. I remember in grade one even confronting my teacher about how we're little angels putting bodies and coming down from heaven, and the teacher, Sister Marie Blackie, took me out in the hall and strapped my wrists until I almost bled. I remember back in school being told to shut up, Deagle, you're too disruptive. You ask questions, too many questions of your teachers. Remember in medical school, the same thing. And people don't like the idea that someone will ask questions and try to determine if somebody is cognitively dissonant. In other words, believing in things that are completely conflicting with each other. For example, what you said when I sent you that information before the show today was very poignant. It's not what was in there, because you're aware of that for several years, of what was not in there. And what are the key things you found not in the information I sent you today in the public media, and probably in the intel documents being served to Mr. Trump? What is it?
It's basically that Putin is, in all probability, bluffing to a certain extent and working as hard as he can with the material for war that he can muster, because he knows that he has only a relatively short period of time, as you and I have mentioned several times on this program. And unless he is able to strike fairly soon, the game is over for him. And he is so close to putting us in a checkmate situation at this particular time because, as you pointed out, as we pointed out, we do not have a missile defense system that is effective. We have a very vulnerable power grid system.
Right.
And we have a population which is basically completely uninformed as to how to deal with reality. So
right.
Their chances of survival are about nil.
Yeah. Well, let me give you a little bit of history, okay? Did you know that the Vikings and the Nordic peoples are all Danites?
We're all what? I didn't hear the last word.
Danites. They're Danites. Do you know they're actually one of the 12 tribes of Israel? And remember, there's a prophecy again that said that the Danites were like a snake that was going to bite? It turns out that the Russians are like Eastern Danites. They're actually red-haired Danites, if you want to call it. Did you know that?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, they are.
So they're like Eastern Vikings, okay? Now, people don't understand this. In fact, I have it in my own bloodlines, and I can tell you for a fact, it was the people of Normandy that were Vikings that actually, with King William of Orange, actually took back England, and it was actually taken over by Vikings. Did you know that England is completely run by Vikings?
Yes.
Right. And in fact, the Vikings were so intermarried with the Scots, they would actually go back and forth across the strait there and actually marry the princesses to the kings of Scotland. So one of the reasons why the Scots were so pressing is because they had Viking blood. Now, if you go back 10, 12,000 years, there are people called the people of Doggerland. And there are actually land bridges across before the Ice Age happened that would meant that people were actually traveling back and forth between England, which was not an island at the time. It had a peninsula connecting it. In fact, that's why you go down to the White Cliffs of Dover and you go across the strait where they now have the high-speed channel. But in fact, it wasn't a separate island. It was actually just an extension of Europe. Right?
Yes.
Now, the Vikings, because they managed to selectively breed out people who were weak, which is why even their females were called shield maidens, because they're tough. The toughest women on earth are Vikings. I know. My wife is a J1C Viking. Okay, Michelle. Now, I got Viking blood. My name, Deagle, is Norwegian Viking. My ancestors in the 11th century were giants, like 7'9". And they were brought down specifically to defend the king of France. And, of course, he married the Bethune family and got shorter and shorter as he married smaller and smaller women, right? But, in fact, my ancestors are all giants. In fact, I got a lot of cousins that are well over 6'6 to 6'10, okay? Big people, right? Giants.
Yeah,
and by the way, And people have to understand this. That's why you have to understand that the Russians don't want to give away empire. The Vikings that run Britain, Britain runs the world empire through the United Nations. That's why it's the eighth beast. It's basically the Danites are running the world. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't.
No, they don't understand the Viking modus in their mind. They just say, oh, no. Look how prosperous they are with the oil and gas in Denmark and Norway and so on. Look at how prosperous Britain is in terms of control of the world. And the British pound sterling, one of the most solid currencies in the world, not the euro. It's right up there, right behind the dollar. And right after this Brexit thing happens, Britain make deals. We're the two lions of the tribe of Judah, is America and Britain. We're the lions. It's right in the Bible. People don't get this, do they? And all the peoples that founded America were all, guess what? The Vikings, including Eric the Red and Leif the Lucky, they were here 11 centuries before Columbus arrived. They were trading with the Inuit and see people in Greenland and in Baffin Island 1,000 years before white man arrived here, supposedly. They even had settlements and they had intermarried with the native tribes and were doing trade 1,000 years before anybody arrived. They even, by the way, because they were Danites, even brought ancient Hebrew symbols that are down as far as the Midwest and down along the Missouri River. People don't know that a lot of Native peoples knew about the ancient prophecies because the Danites brought some of their information, even though they didn't have the book. They had oral traditions going back to the time when they were Danites, one of the 12 tribes. People don't know this, do they?
Yes.
So the Danites were here 1,000 years before so-called Columbus arrived with maps from the map maker, who basically was a Portuguese map maker who got it from the Vatican Library that was originally transferred from the Alexandrian Library over 10,000 years ago, which included the fact that Antarctica wasn't even where it was. It was an ancient nation that wasn't in the South Pole. People don't know this, do they?
No. It's amazing what we, as a people, do not know.
Well, the maps were given to him by... So when Christopher Columbus was, they lived back and invented this stuff about a flat earth because they didn't want people to go in that direction to the New World, did they? And, of course, the Vikings said to the Vatican, we're not going to believe in your stuff. We believe in, you know, and that's why even the calendar is Viking. Look at our calendar. Moon Day, Tuesday, Woden's Day, Thor's Day, which is Thursday, Frigga Day, which is Friday, Saturday, which is Saturnalia Day.
Yes.
Okay? So people have to understand, even our calendar is Viking.
Yeah,
they don't get
true.
It, do they?
No, they don't.
And they well, why is that happening? Well, and Putin is freaking out because, you see, he says the greatest disaster that happened is the loss of the Soviet Union. And, of course, the Soviets have kind of a prophetic viewpoint about themselves. They think they're going to save the world. Now, some things are correct over there. They won't accept genetically modified food because they know that it'll make their women sterile. Modified GMO corn 80. In fact, the Australians actually outlawed it 4 years ago because it makes you sterile if you eat modified corn, drops your sperm count to zero. People don't understand this, but you see, the Russians know that a lot of stuff, in fact, even radio frequencies, you know it's against the law to have radio frequencies that are more than just teeny-weeny because they know it's toxic to your cells and DNA. I have talked to Mr. Stetzer, who went over to the Russian Academy over there, and I'm going to be putting up the Stetzerizer. I've actually, the Sabbath frequencies that can actually counteract the effects of toxic radiation. God's given it supernaturally the ability to actually create a resonant field like Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden. I call it the Sabbath Edenic frequency that not only counteracts radiation but stimulates long life and aging, anti-aging. I have that now. I have a device now that can do it. Now, what people don't understand is we're at the end of history and stupid people are going to make bad decisions and they'll spend billions of dollars doing it too. Oh, we're going to deploy Aegis, we're going to do this and that. They just canceled a month ago the contract with Boeing to build at many hundreds of billions of dollars a big missile defense system, which was stupid and didn't work. And eventually they got so frustrated in the Pentagon, they just canceled it. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Now, the average person in the public, including even Tucker Carlson, who wants to talk about, you know, campus craziness. Listen, campus craziness is not by chance, it's by design. Making our young people so poor with giant debts and so aggravated with their parents not having medical coverage, even if they have insurance and going bankrupt. Of course they want socialism. They want the communist totalitarian state. The globalists want us to eventually surrender to Russia attacking us with an EMP or other weapon, don't they? So people don't understand this. It's all by design. It's not by chance. oh, how did this happen? How did the universities get so big? How are the young people in debt so they can't even reproduce? It's all by design. Get it, people? You know? It's not stupidity, it's evil.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Welcome back. So, John, you know, I had a little rant there. I want you to explain exactly if we get a breakthrough, and I'm praying for, and I'm going to say a little prayer now, say, Lord God, I'm frustrated. I have done my best over 2.5 years now, roughly, with the explanation to John and his research over a year ago, proving that the Lorotila Island, and he was aware of for years, of Punta Huerte, that these nukes were there with Russia, but it's a long pattern. Russia's not done this first time. This is like at least the third or fourth time. And when you hear Putin all excited about the fact we put the Aegis system in, it may work with an older system of Russian nukes, but once they get the technology down cold and they stop blowing people up like in Semipalatinsk, which recently killed a bunch of people, and that's how the Russians engineer. They did a lot of engineering, for example, in eastern Ukraine, and when they had trouble with their Sarmat, which is their Satan system, they just blew up a lot of people and killed people there or in the Semipalatinsk facility in Kazakhstan. Because the largest nuclear open pit mine and actually testing facility site for blowing up people and towers is in Kazakhstan. And by the way, the Kazakhs didn't give back their nukes at the end of the Soviet Union. The third nuclear power in the world is not Japan, it's Kazakhstan. People don't know that, do they?
No.
No. They don't know anything. And when I hear these politicians, they act like they know stuff. They're blithering. They blither all over the news media, and we have these people. I've been a former four-star general, blah, blah, blah. Even when General Mattis is saying these things, he was making deals 2 months ago to try to open up the trade with the Taliban so that we wouldn't have them attacking us, which we had a deal for years. They would attack our supply lines so they could actually continue their drug trade, even though these are extreme Muslims that are basically linked up with the same Muslims that are 12 imamers in Iran that want to bring out Islamification of the planet after a big freaking nuclear war. People don't get this, do they? And the Russians are fully compliant because they're a heavy vodka drinker, Eastern red-haired Viking Danites, and they're ready to go for it, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And it's a tragic situation which has been ongoing in Afghanistan for quite some time.
Right.
Unfortunately, during the Reagan administration, they brought in Robert Gates, a young man who had his PhD in political science, which, of course, in their minds, gave him the qualifications to become acting CIA director and then make deals with the Taliban to take over Afghanistan.
You have to be a high-level mason first, or they're not going to ever advance. I mean, this doesn't matter whether you're in medical school and you're going to a major medical school, or you're a politician or a lawyer. If you're not a high-level mason, you're not going to advance into anything, are you?
Apparently not.
No.
It's rather sad. You brought an interesting statement there, and that is basically practically anyone with outstanding qualifications will find it almost virtually impossible to establish a career in Washington because
right.
There are so many forces and organizations that are basically determined to keep them out, to exclude them, and bring in their people who will basically comply with their agenda. And that's what's been going on. And Trump right now is completely surrounded by these kinds of people: CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, trilateralists, Bilderbergers, everything you can imagine that basically has interests that are not for this nation or the American people, but rather foreign entities and foreign companies and families that want to control the world.
Right. Yeah, what's disturbing to me is that the average person doesn't see beyond that, because even Fox News covers to the point where you're still caught in the delusion. They should call them the delusion networks. You have the left delusion networks, CNN, MSNBC, and you get the right delusion networks, which is Fox. They're foxy, all right. They're foxing us into believing their dialogue. Well, how dare we talk about 9/11 when the Muslims attacked us? No, it was an inside job, okay? And the people who put the bombs in the building were Israeli Mossad nuclear experts that were actually contracted by SAD. It wasn't the Muslims that were involved. Were simply minor pilots, some that couldn't possibly fly a wide-body jet. And they were actually remotely engineered to fly into those buildings because you couldn't possibly fly at that speed or altitude accurately into the edge of a building. And it wouldn't have taken buildings down because they actually designed them to take that kinetic force. So people understand, even the debris pile didn't add up to what building that tall should have been, or free fall speeds. But don't mind the anomalies. As I say, and I've said this many times, if you want to be really smart, don't think you have the answers. Just ask better questions. And those who are real smart or wise control everything, because wisdom is the master of all knowledge. It's not facts. It's wisdom. And wisdom only comes by asking better questions and proving you didn't previously understand the worldview or the nature of reality, mathematics, or anything. Yeah. And that's what I find. We have an ignorant population. They're diseducated, whether they're in church or in universities and political life. And Donald Trump is believing, oh, yeah, we got to scramble because of this big Dorian hurricane coming at us. We have weather systems. I can describe in exquisite detail how to turn off that weather system with torsion field technology from space that we had that was the next generation from HAARP up in Alaska. People say, oh, no, you can't, Dr. Deagle. I said, I'm Deagle. I can. You don't know how to unwind a tornado? Yes, I can, with positron beam technology. You mean you can unwind a tornado? Yes, I can. Okay. Oh, you can't do that, Dr. Deagle. I said, you know what? I'll give you the technical specs of how to build a tokamak fusion reactor, which, by the way, after 9.5 years, they finally talked about this 2 years ago, Lockheed Martin, and put up a thing. Well, if you build one of these 28 by 32 feet, it could power 80,000 homes. Of course, it's helium-3 mined from the moon. We have a city up there already mining it. But the Chinese, being a little less obtuse, actually said they're going to put 3,500 scientists to then start exploring the moon and start mining helium-3, because they got enough high-tech information from us. They know that they're hiding fusion technology. We already have it. We've had it for 60 years plus.
Oh.
Nasty, eh?
Right. But going back to events like Flight 800 or 9/11, anyone who attempts to report on those things should at least have a chemistry physics handbook handy, so that they have at least the basic understanding of temperatures. Well,
they don't want to. People see, I've realized something. People are not stupid. They're viciously ignorant. They know in their gut that there's an anomaly there that doesn't fit with their cognitive dissonant mind. But they don't want to face those facts because it would make other things that they believe in untrue. And so they bare their teeth and growl, John W. Spring. They growl at us thinking that we'll shut up because they don't want us to even raise questions. We're not necessarily trying to beat them up. We just want them to listen to our dialogue, which is why when the left has Antifa and these other organizations, they don't want to dialogue with us. We have a social safety net for everybody. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness means everybody should get health care. But we don't want top-down control, so they have 200 magazines of vaccines they're going to give you, or put a brain chip in you, or do other things to control you, you know, like an internet-like fax, hack into your cortex with 5G network. Oh, no, they can't do that. I said, you're an idiot. Of course they can. That's what their intentions are. Eventually, they want to make you part of the Internet of Things. And people think, well, Donald Trump's a good man. Yeah, he's a good man, but he's an idiot. He is. He's an idiot, and he needs to be educated by wise people like you and I. And if he doesn't get that education, he's going to harm us, because he's the most powerful man in modern history right now, isn't he?
Yes. He has the potential to become the greatest president
in history with our help. Our help, and our help comes from the Most High God. It's not because we're so wonderful. It's because we're obedient. I believe that obedience has a price. It has a price of being attacked multiple times and literally trying to kill me, persecute me, de-license me, put out garbage on the internet. I have people to Google and say, Google, think, oh, he's killed people, he's done this, he's done that. All crap, okay?
Yeah. People do not understand the price that you and I have paid and continue to pay, by the way.
Well, I've paid enough now that I don't have any restraint or any kind of thing. Well, you know what, Deagle, you could suffer more. Look, I've suffered enough for 50 lifetimes. I don't care anymore. I don't.
Well,
the way I look at it is I think that you and I must get in front of Trump. And I want people out there, don't just email or send a certified letter to Trump. Get down on your face, not on your knees, and pray to God that we get through to him. He's screwing up royally. He's putting us in danger. And although he's worried about 2020, if you listen to my plan for health care, if you listen to my plan for missile defense, if you learn my plan for destabilizing Russia and China with their crazy plans, and the global bankers. The global bankers want the bubble economy to collapse and absorb China. I agree with China. I don't want China to be absorbed by a bubble economy. I want us to get rid of debt. I want us to have a jubilee year to get rid of debt. I want young people to be able to afford to have a home and a family. I want a college to be affordable. I want people to start an apprenticeship after they finish grade 9. So whether they're apprenticed into a school in so-called university or a trade, they can start their apprenticeship early so they move transitionally and don't have to go to a specific state. They can start in their own state, home state, Iowa, wherever. That can be done. These are logical, common sense, decent things. And also we can build the Belt and Road so it's not run by China. It lifts up third and second world countries so that they can actually have a life too. We can stabilize the ecosphere so that we don't have a collapse of the ecosphere caused by global climate changes. And even protect the planet from a coronal mass ejection from the sun, because it's going to happen. It's only a matter of time before we have a Carrington event again, 1859, or the one that happened in the late 1980s where it knocked out the power grid by hitting the power distribution system from James Bay Hydro Project in New York City, and it knocked out for a couple of days. People aren't ready for anything. I am. And I am a witness of the most I got. I'm going to tell you, people say, well, Dr. Diggle, you don't have an answer for everything. Yes, I do. You can ask me any question on any human activity on Earth, and I'll give you the immediate answer or breakdown on the problem so we can start to approach the answer. And you're like that, too. You look at the data I sent you today, and you realize the biggest thing is that the lack of what's there, not what's in it. Because you're aware of what's in it. You realize that, hey, does Putin really have right now a usable system? Maybe damn soon. Who knows? Might be 2 months away. Might be a week. We don't know yet, do we?
No, we don't. But we do know that time is running out very rapidly.
It's running out for America. I mean, if you actually listen to people who make sense and understand this and are preppers, and these idiot preppers who are not Christians think they're going to be prepped up because they got guns and food and they got their own power system or whatever and they got water, maybe they're into primary water. If you're not prepped up with God, you're dead. Because wherever you are, you might not be, you may be near a fault zone, downwind of a nuclear reactor. You might be in a target zone by the Russians or the international. Remember, they want us to eventually surrender to a world government. The people inside our own government are actually collaborating with this project. Don't you know that? Do you know Project Thor, which is the Rods from God's project, is actually collaborative with Russia? Do you know that? One of the primary testing sites is not in America, it's in Russia. So they know about a lot of our weapons. We haven't shown them everything, though. So they're a little terrified of America because they understand that we, America, are the ones to force the market to be a system on the entire world. It's not Brussels. It's not Moscow. It's not Tokyo. It's America. Scary America. That's what I call it Ephramerica because of the Ephraimic nations being so apostate. Ephramerica. It's a good term, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I just hope and pray that the American people begin to find God and return to him. And
I tell the people it's real simple. You not only read your Bible and pray, but you have to accept the sort of the visions of what God's purposes are for us. Our eventual destiny as a human race is to have our lifespan return. God told me he's going to give me back the years of Methuselah. I have red deer velvet 2 months ago at the patent. I now have the Adenic frequencies to actually restore your genes and protect you from electromagnetic radiation, which is taking the E-mineral resonance out of your body. In other words, we're under attack right now, and 5G networks, one of the fire layers of the mark, is also going to rob your body of the mineral resonance to allow your genes to turn on. People don't understand, we're close to the end. So if we don't wake up, we won't wake up. How's that? We'll stop waking up, meaning dead.
Yeah.
Thank you, John, for listening, and thank you out there. Pray that we get through to Trump, and write your letters and emails, but pray hard in the next few weeks we get through to this guy, because Donald Trump is a good man who's deluded by his surroundings and his own personal ego. How's that?
Yes. We must contact the White House. Contact the White House.
Contact them. Beg them. Get through them. Tell them to listen to John W. Spring to start with, for sure.